You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode, another exciting episode of Punch TV Studios radio show, Changing the Conversation, with your CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. So today we're back on the air for a second day. And yesterday's show was completely amazing. We had the honor and the privilege of having Miss Ella Joyce as a guest on Changing the Conversation. For anyone who hasn't heard of Miss Joyce, she was a star of the hit television show Rock, one of the iconic actors that was able to break into the entertainment industry. So today we're going to follow up yesterday's amazing show with some amazing guests today. We have Mr. Omar Mosley, a comedic actor who's joining us today. We have Mr. Brian Matamore, who is the co-founder and chief idea guy of the Growth Engine Company. And we also have the infamous vocalist, Mr. DeFront Forest. So today we're going to have an amazing, amazing show. So for anyone who is just now tuning in, we ask you to go ahead and tweet the show. Go ahead and post it to your Facebook, to your LinkedIn, to your network, and let everyone know that you are live on the Punch TV Studios radio show, Changing the Conversation, with CEO Mr. Joseph Collins. So before we get too far into the show, we're going to have to stop for a brief commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
That's right. Punch TV Studios has our own social media network, Nabuki.com. That's Nabuki.com, Nabuki.com. If you're an actor, filmmaker, if you're someone within the entertainment industry, if you're an investor in the Punch TV Studios IPO, join us on Nabuki. If you want to know what's going on, the latest guest on Changing the Conversation, if you'd like to find out any updates, we have some amazing updates that we're going to be making actually within the next few days. We're going to make those announcements on Nabuki.com. One of the highlights of Nabuki.com is we now have a casting call. We have a casting call for the hit television show, The Hollywood Punch Report. So if you want to know the latest news, the most breaking news in entertainment, you definitely want to check out The Hollywood Punch Report. The Hollywood Punch Report is the show listed in the video playing when you visit the Punch TV Studios website at punchtvstudios.com. So what we're going to do is we're going to start the show, and we're going to take our very first guest. So our first guest is Mr. Omar Mosley. Omar Mosley is a talented actor. He's a comedic actor, producer, and old school dancer. So we're going to talk to Mr. Mosley and find out what it was like to meet the infamous Mr. James Brown. How are you doing today, Mr. Mosley?
I'm doing great, and I just want to say it's an honor. I mean an honor to be on this show. You don't know how happy you guys have made me. And I want to thank Monique because she's the one who got me booked on the show. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of your program.
Thank you, Mr. Mosley. I definitely want to take a moment to give a shout-out to Monique. Monique is amazing. She's been able to bring us so many amazing guests. We're booked out now for months just thanks to Monique. But thank you for allowing us to have you as a guest on Changing the Conversation. So I hear that you have an incredible story, and what Punch TV Studios is all about is finding those incredible, amazing stories about people in their everyday, ordinary lives and make movies out of those stories. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Mosley.
Well, I started out as a street dancer down in Millersville, Georgia, about the age of 12. I was in a group called the Soul Strutters. Me, my cousin, Lauren Reeves, Tony Reeves, Mary Rogers, and a childhood friend who was like a cousin to me. His name was Peter Brown. We had a group called the Soul Strutters. And we used to perform throughout, you know, Georgia. And we went one time, and we had a chance, and we went to a James Brown show, and we auditioned for James Brown. And next thing I know, we went on tour with James Brown. Every summer, after we got out of school, we was on tour. So
wow.
That was just like you saw in that movie about James Brown, he was not no joke. He wanted you to be on everything you did. Everything you did had to be correct. Because if it wasn't correct, he would fine you, believe me.
Wow, so did he find you for anything?
Yes, yes. If you, let's say the way he would do it, he would look at our dance step when once we got him choreographed, he would look at him, he would memorize it, and let's say we went on stage and performed. If somebody made a mistake in the routine, oh, he'd talk to him and let him know you will be fined.
Wow. Do you have any, what was your most memorable experience about working with James Brown?
His philosophy of always being dressed to impress. No matter where you're going, to always dress good, look good. I love that about him. I love that about him. And he always told you to work hard. Work very, very hard.
Okay. So you spent your summers working with James Brown. So how did that affect your career? Where did you take your career after?
All right. What it is, when working with him, it made me know that you have to be disciplined. You have to be really serious about the entertainment game. No matter what facet you're in, you have to be really, really serious because there's always somebody who's trying to take your spot. So you got to be on point. That's it. There's no way around it. And you have to be well-rounded. You can't only just do one thing. You got to do maybe three or four things. And that way you can get ahead in the entertainment game.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do after touring with James Brown?
After I toured with James Brown and the group broke up the Soul Strutters, I was invited to come to California by my cousin. Her name is Annie Pearl Wardell. She's the mother of Ricky Harris, the comedian. You ever heard of Ricky Harris?
Yes, he just passed away. Oh, he was such a loss.
That's my cousin. He's my cousin.
Oh,
but anyway,
wow.
His mother invited me to come to California because she told me I might could get on Soul Train and other shows dancing. So I came out to California. I auditioned for a group called the Electric Boogaloos at the time, and I got in that group. But the thing is, they used me in a dance showcase. I was actually at that time imitating Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the dance showcase, I was imitating Michael Jackson, and we had a dance showcase. I traveled with them for a long time, and that was nice too. That was very nice.
Now, one of the things that we're doing at Punch TV Studios, I don't know how familiar you are with Punch TV Studios, but we started as Punch TV Network in 2008, and we expanded into Punch TV Studios to focus more on production. as a television network, all we were able to do is just take produced content and broadcast it out to the network. Whereas a television studio, it allows us the ability to produce the content. It allows us to license the content. It allows us to syndicate the content. And so what that also allows us to do is also generate revenue from music and from licensing in music. So are you, what are you doing now within the music industry?
I'm a music producer. I produce tracks for different people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I produce tracks and stuff. I have my own little studio in my back house, and I produce tracks. And usually, you know, I don't charge a lot of money. It's just I want to be a part of whatever you're doing. If I can be in the music video, as long as we can promote it real hard, you know, that's what I'm about. I'm not about really money, because I feel like when I help people, I get blessed.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's definitely an amazing spirit. So, Mr. Mosley, one of the things I definitely would recommend is that you join us on Nabuki. Again, that's NABUKIE.com. Nabuki is our social media network, and it's all the Punch TV Studios supporters. And on Nabuki, what we're able to do is anytime we have production opportunities, anytime we have casting opportunities, and it's not just actors and entertainment, we're going to produce over 300 new feature films and television shows. So that opens up jobs for more than just actors. I mean, there's a whole team of people that have to be in place, accounting, finance, to produce a show. We need score, you know, people to score the shows. So we definitely want to stay in contact with you and also share your experience with our network.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. You guys are doing big things. I've had, like, when I stopped dancing with the Electric Boogaloos, I went into, like, doing stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I got into the acting thing because I found out how much you could make as far as being a comedic actor. And that's mm-hmm. where I'm at now with mine. I produce 5 independent urban comedic films.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I just like to do, I like to do talk show format. TV shows. I need to talk format. I love talk format.
Wow. That is definitely amazing. So what do you have coming up? Are there any new projects that you're getting ready to launch? Any new projects that you'd like Punch TV Studios to take a look at?
Like, we just finished, me and a friend of mine, she's the director. Her name is Crystal Ellis. We got a new film coming out. It's called The Flavor. And I play, like, it's basically about a restaurant, and I play an old guy that hangs in the restaurant all the time, and I'm talking stuff to people all the time. So it's a funny film that's coming out, and I also got another thing that me and another person is working on. It's a talk format show, and it deals with comedians, but I can't give out too much information about that. And then I got another thing to do on the street. It's called the Omar Zone, and it's all about being on the street talking to people. So I got a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Mosley, I mean, being a talented TV and radio show personality, being a producer, being a comedic actor, and an old school dancer who had the opportunity to work with James Brown himself, I know that's amazing. What do you think about that, Mr. Collins?
Well, I think it's absolutely awesome. We need that kind of talent and stuff around. It's certainly a wonderful story to have in our repertoire. Maybe even do a documentary on yourself and what you did and that kind of thing. A little 22-minute documentary would be nice, and we'd love to hear your ideas. Also, you should upload your stuff to Nabuki and upload your pictures and whatever you have to Nabuki, NABUKIE.com. And we'd love to work with you, man. It just sounds awesome to me.
Thank you so much. And just like I said before at the top of the show, you don't know how much it means for me to be on your show. You are the man. You are the man. You're making it pop. You're making it happen. I admire you so much. You're such an inspiration to me, Mr. Joseph Collins. You're an inspiration. I'm excited right now. I know I sound like a girl right now, but you don't know how much you're inspiring.
They all do it.
No.
Don't worry. Don't feel bad. They all do it.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. You know, we've been afforded a very wonderful opportunity. And believe it or not, we have some phenomenal things that are going on right now that we're getting ready to make announcements on. And this is about our community coming together in unity and working together and achieve something in business and on Wall Street that has not been done in the history of Wall Street. And so this is absolutely awesome and absolutely phenomenal. And I just appreciate your support. You're a stockholder, right?
I'm going to become one.
Yeah, you have to be a stockholder. You know, become a stockholder in our company. You just go to the website, punchtvstudios.com, and be part owner of the company. Then that way you get a chance to help set direction. You get a chance to help make things come together. You get a chance to have influence in media with our company as a shareholder in our company that you wouldn't get anywhere else being a stockholder in those companies. So you definitely want to be a stockholder in our IPO. And it's only a dollar a share. And, you know, somebody like yourself, I'm sure you'll just put in $100,000. There's no problem. And we'd be more than happy to. But you can do whatever you want, you know, and it'd be absolutely awesome just to have you be part of it. And this is one of the things that we're saying in our company. We have to take a proactive approach. If change is going to come and if things are going to happen, we have to make a change, and we have to take a proactive approach in order to make it come together. So I certainly appreciate your support and your accolades, and I definitely hope we get a chance to work together and maybe do a documentary on you. And I am completely and totally excited. And please spread the word. You know, we're working with nonprofits now in our IPO 2.0, and we're working with other corporations now, small businesses, so that they can have an arm and a hand up in their marketing efforts and a hand up in working with a company that can literally change the face of the way the urban community is viewed in America right now. So I'm really happy to have you on, and it's just awesome, just completely awesome. And thank you for the accolades. I appreciate it.
I want to ask you a question. I would love for you to call in on my radio show, the Are You Talented radio show. I do it every Sunday. It's a live radio show. My listenership is 3 million people. So I would love to help you cross-promote. We could cross-promote our shows if you would like to. I would love to help you because, like I say, you're an inspiration to me.
Yes,
oh, wow.
I would
Thank
love
you.
To be on your radio show, and Sharif will set that right on up for you. And,
yes,
and
sir,
maybe
I
this
will.
Sunday I'll be on your show. I'd love to be on your radio show. Absolutely. Love to.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You have her
number and everything, right? You got his number and everything.
Yes, I have Mr. Mosley's information. Thank you, Mr. Mosley,
sure.
for being a guest on the Punch TV Studios radio show, Changing the Conversation with CEO Joseph Collins. Now, we do have to stop for a brief commercial break, but this is an exciting show. We're bringing the noise today, I guess it is. I don't know, but
We're bringing the noise.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Mr. Collins.
Yes.
Do you, Nabuki?
I do, Nabuki. Yes, I Nabuki well.
But I haven't seen you on Nabuki. I haven't seen a post, a comment, a picture, anything. Like, I need more Nabuki love from Mr. Collins.
Well, you know what happens is when I'm on a mission to do something, I kind of go silent.
Yeah, but you got to let us know.
I can't let you know everything, but once I come out of my silent mode and I start boom, 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 boom. So I have like a lot of stuff we're going to post up on Nabuki, and I want to tell everybody right now we're doing our big push for actors and producers and directors, and if you're in that genre, be sure to upload your videos, your trailers, or whatever you have to Nabuki, Nabuki.com, and I'm getting ready to make some major posts in the next day. And I'm really looking forward to it, actually. It's going to be completely and totally awesome. Totally.
It sounds awesome. So let me ask you, have you ever considered working with a CIG?
I love, you mean CIG or CGI?
No, CIG.
I don't know what a CIG is. What's a CIG?
Well, you know, companies have the CEO, they have the COO, they have the CFO, the CMO, the CTO, but sometimes you have to get a CIG. That's a chief idea guy.
Oh, yes, yes. I love chief idea guys. I never heard of that, though, but I love the chief idea officer.
Well, I'm glad that you love that, because we do have Mr. Brian Mattimore, who is the co-founder and chief idea guy of the Growth Engine Company. In his innovation consulting career, Brian has facilitated over 1,000 brainstorming sessions, moderated over 500 creative focus groups, and managed over 200 innovation projects, leading to over $3 billion in new sales.
You know what? This guy sounds smart. He sounds really smart. And he's going to be on our show. He's that smart, and he's coming on our show. Can you imagine?
To talk to you.
To talk to us, man. I wonder if he's got some ideas for us that could help us. You know what I mean? Since he's the idea guy, really, really smart. Okay, keep on. Let me hear the rest of what he did. What did he do?
It was basically finished, but he led to over $3 billion in new sales for a wide variety of Fortune 500 clients. Are you with us this morning, Mr. Mattimore?
I am. Hey, guys. Nice to meet you.
Nice. Nice to meet
you,
too. Welcome to the show. Welcome to
the
Punch Bowl. So tell us a little bit about what yourself, Chief Smart Guy, ideas.
Well, you know, I call myself the Chief Idea Guy just because we're an innovation agency. We help companies, primarily large companies, come up with new ideas, and they could be new products, new businesses, new services. And so I just felt if we're an innovation agency, which we are, I needed to have a creative title. So that's, so I went after Chief Idea Guy.
I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that. Now I'm going to use that for something. Because, you know, at Punch TV Studios, our ideas create magic. So I love that. So tell us about what you do. Like how do you do what you do? Here I am. I'm Joe Business, and I need an idea to take my business to the next level. What is that process like?
Well, you know, I'm an expert in, it's called ideation, or you could think of it as brainstorming process. So I've spent my entire life trying to understand how people get ideas and to use those techniques to then help teams, primarily at corporations, come up with new ideas. And, you know, there are literally dozens and dozens of these different techniques. And if you want, we can talk a little bit about that. But
yes, please.
And
yeah,
beyond
definitely.
That, my newest book.
What kind of joints are you rolling to get these ideas?
Well, there is research that sometimes that'll help, but not too much of that.
I was told if you really want great ideas, you got to be super high. So,
well, you know, one of the simplest of all techniques, and I can actually give you a technique that also the most prolific screenwriter ever used to come up with his plots. But for business ideas, you know, one of the simplest and most fun is it's a technique called the worst idea technique. And as incredibly simple, almost stupid as it sounds, the way it works is you come up with bad or stupid or ridiculous or terrible or silly ideas. You generate 20 or 30 of those, and then you go back and you either do the opposite of those, or you say, as bad as this idea is, can I turn it into something? And
that's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds frivolous, but it actually works. I mean, we were working with the ASPCA here in New York City, and so a worst idea or a silly idea was, you know, dress dogs up in costumes, and they did that, and they marched them in the Halloween Day Parade, right? And that increased the adoption rates because people saw these cute pit bulls in these cute outfits, you know, and say, well, let's adopt these folks. Or, you know, the ridiculous idea of a virtual adoption, you know, you could just watch them but not really have to adopt them. But when people actually did that, they actually wanted to adopt them. Another
Wow.
company, you know, so there we have dozens
now,
of
I would
examples
never have thought
of these.
Of that. Now, that one I got to tell you, I would not have thought of that.
Well, you know, one of the reasons it works is because it takes all the pressure off people, you know, because if you say your idea is not bad enough, nobody takes offense at that, right? And you mm-hmm. and you push people to make the ideas worse and worse and worse, and then you turn them around. So, again, as frivolous as that idea or technique seems, it actually works really well. And, I, you know, obviously I can share others with you guys, but
Yes, I'd love to hear at least.
Yeah, I love that. Just give us one more. Just give us one more.
Well, another one. Actually, this one is a little more complicated, but I'll share this one just because it's about creating stories. And I know you guys are in the media world and the entertainment world.
Yes, we are.
World.
Yes, we are. That is one of our things. Yes.
And Fran Stryker, I don't know if you know who he is. You guys may not have heard of him, but he was the most prolific entertainment writer we ever had. I mean, he created The Lone Ranger and The Green Hornet, and these, of course, were radio
wow.
plays. And so he just used a formula, believe it or not, to create his thousands and thousands of radio plays over 20 years. And the formula was, there are different versions of this, morphological analysis, semantic intuition, but basically it's a word combination exercise. So column A, you put some characters, you know, a fireman, an engineer, an educator. Column B, you put the objectives, you know, what do they want? They want courage, they want education, they want to, get revenge against a killer, right? Then obstacles, what's the problem? Oh, my God, the guy's blind or they're despised or dishonest or whatever. They don't have clothing. Who knows? You know, all these obstacles. And then you come up with solutions. And it could be a gimmick or law or persistence or money. And then you start combining these words, right? So you have, you know, you have a juggler who is looking to create a community of jugglers, right? The problem is he's blind, right? But the solution might be raises money from the community to help all these blind jugglers, right, or whatever. But that's how you do it. And I just did it there. I mean, you combine all these sort of words, characters, objectives, obstacles, and solutions, and from that you'll be able to come up with literally an unlimited number of combinations and new story ideas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
going to
amazing.
Help me right there. I think that's going to help me a lot because my imagination is very vivid. But now that I can put it all into structure, that even makes it even better. I've got a character right now, okay? And he's a killer.
Yeah.
And he's a killer doing an IPO. And while he's doing the IPO, he's got this challenge. Okay, that's as far as I can go with it anyway. I'm going to work through that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I can if you guys are interested, I can also give you the formula that Pixar uses to create their movies. I don't know if you know what that is. But
I think that's something I'd really love to. You know, we have an animation division here at Punch TV Studios that we just are putting together right now. We actually hired Leo Sullivan and Floyd Norman. Leo Sullivan is the new chief operating officer of Punch Animation, which is also a publicly traded company that we recently just turned around, and it's the stock symbol is URBT on that particular company. And believe it or not, Floyd Norman literally worked with Walt Disney, the man, which is completely awesome. He literally worked on Sleeping Beauty. He was one of the original animators of Sleeping Beauty. One of the original animators of Toy Story. He's one of the original animators of some of Disney's most famous movies, the Jungle Book and several others. And so, yeah, I definitely want to hear this formula. Now, this is a formula. If you got this from Pixar, I want to hear it.
Yeah, well, actually, this originally, I first read about it in Daniel Pink's book, To Sell as Human, but it's pretty simple. I mean, it's a six-step thing, but it's simple. It's so you say, once upon a time there was, fill in the blank, that's step one. Step two is every day, blank, fill in the blank. Step three is one day, fill in the blank, that's the inciting incident, right? Something has to happen, right, to change the everyday
mm-hmm.
world. Number four is, and because of that, fill in the blank, you know, then step five, because of that, so you have two because of that, and then step six is until finally something happened, you know. So once a time there was Nemo, right, and his father was protected, and every day Marlin warned Nemo not to go out in the ocean. One day Nemo left, right, because of that he was captured. And because of that, his father had to rescue him, right? And because of that, until finally Marlin and Nemo find each other, reunite, and learn that love depends on trust. All right. So that, I mean, that is Finding Nemo. That's the story right there.
That is the story. Now, I'm going to tell you what else that is. That is a great argument between a woman and a man. Those are exact same things that a woman would ask a guy when he has messed up. You know?
Well,
one at a time.
The creative tension of relationships makes a good story. Absolutely. You know, the other thing I want to say is that I know we're running out of time, but the other thing I wanted to say is that this new book of mine, this 21 Days to a Big Idea, if people are looking for big ideas for new businesses, new services, this outlines some of these processes so that people can sort of do it every day, come up with the ideas, and at the end of reading this 155-page book, they will definitely have an idea for a big idea for a new company or a new product.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. How many chapters are in that book?
Well, I don't know. It's like 21 chapters, right? You know, they're very short chapters, right? So it's, you know, it's 21 chapters. It's you do it an hour every day, right? And you generate ideas every day. And at the end of these 21 days, you're going to have probably 20 ideas that are, quote, big ideas from which you can pick your one or two or three favorites. But it's like an exercise program. Every day you generate an idea, and it gives you the techniques to do that and the tricks, some of the tricks I've just shared with you guys. And it really works. We've tested – this came we were asked by a professor at Columbia University, their entrepreneur group, to create this process. And so we've tested it there, and we've tested it at other colleges, and it really works.
Wow, that's definitely amazing.
You have to post that book, Martin Abudi. You have to post it up there. And let us help you sell a few copies. That would be really awesome. We've got a really pretty good little traffic on Nabuki, NABUKIE.com. You have to post that up there and create a fan page for that book. 21 Days to a New Idea. I like
to a
that.
Big idea. Could be a new idea, but it's actually 21 Days to a Big Idea.
It's a big idea. 21 days is a big idea. I love it. Absolutely love it. What were you going to say, Shana?
I do, too. No, I do. I was going to say two things. Number one, of course, I was going to say add your book to Nabuki and allow us to push some sales, some customers, some people to your book, get some sales from Nabuki, and, you know, allow people to find out more about you. But my question was, how did you turn – coming up with great ideas into a business? That's what I'm always curious about. I mean, because people have ideas all the time. To a certain extent, you know, ideas may come a dime a dozen, some say. But how did you turn having ideas into an actual business?
It's such a great question, because when I was young, I would come up with ideas, and I'd say, what do? Do I create the business? But I discovered it's really based on passion, and that's a big part of this book I wrote. It really starts identifying the passion, because, you know, creating new stuff is hard, and you're going to run up to obstacles and all the rest. And I discovered in my process that I have a great passion for understanding how people get big ideas. And so that's why I've become an innovation consultant, because I enjoy helping people get ideas. I'm less interested in, quote, the day-to-day of running a business, even though we do run a business, but we're a consulting practice, we're not marketing potato chips or the new drink or something. And so I think behind it all, it's all about the passion you have for a subject, an area, a business, a product. And just because if you don't have the passion, you're in big trouble, because it's just, you know, there's so many obstacles along the way that you need that passion to overcome those obstacles.
Absolutely. Where can people find out more information about you? Do you have a website or anything like that?
We do, growth-engine.com. There are a bunch of these techniques on there. All my books, I've written three books on these topics, are all on there. It talks about our client lists, the services we offer, And so, yeah, so growth-engine.com is the easiest way. And by the way, this word combination technique, there's a idea tools on there, and that'll people can start combining words for new ideas from one of the idea tools on the website.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely want to thank you for being a guest and joining us.
Well, thank you, guys. You were kind to have me on. I appreciate your we got together, but I appreciate your reaching out. And
well, let me
fun
tell
you
how we did it. I can tell you exactly how we did it. We had this idea.
to find some new ideas.
Idea
I love it.
on this
well,
ideal
terrific.
Type radio show.
Well, thanks, you
and
guys.
And we all came together. Thank you so much for being on here.
I appreciate it, guys. You're great. And I wish you
well.
All right.
Thank you. Be sure to check out Nabuki and PunchTVStudios.com. We do have to stop for another brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Okay.
We're back from our commercial break. What do you think, Mr. Collins? This show is amazing. It's hot. It's
I
fun.
I think that's amazing. That was good to have the idea guy on.
Mm-hmm. The chief idea guy. Yeah.
You know.
And you know what? Yeah. At Plans TV What's Studios, that? You're the CIG.
You think so, really?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I thought the whole team was the CIG, and I just kind of get credit for it. That's kind of what I thought. But
Let's go with that. If you are just now tuning
I get credit for having an amazing team, and then I came up with that. I did that.
If you're just now tuning in to today's episode of Changing the Conversation with CEO Joseph Collins, we're having a great show. If you'd like to join the conversation, remember to post it on your social media. Tweet it out. Post it on Facebook. Make that Instagram post. If you love to join the conversation, call in at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. And so we had our first guest, Mr. Omar Mosley, who worked with James Brown. For some reason, I think today's show is going to be a music show. It always works like that.
I used to work with James Brown. I used to admire James Brown a lot. And so I have the James Brown sound. And James Brown taught me how to talk like James Brown. And I could do that for you. If you want to hear what James Brown taught me, how to sound like James Brown, I can do that.
Please do that, Mr. Collins.
For me to see so.
You know what I mean? Okay, we don't have to mute your phone moving forward. But back to my introduction, back to me. Okay, this is going to be a music show. Our shows always wind up having some kind of theme unbeknownst to us. But we do have another special guest. This is what I have to deal with, you guys. This is what I deal with all day, every day. That's Mr. Collins, the CIG. Okay, so we have DeFrance Forrest, a vocalist that will leave you on the edge of your seat with a vocal vibration that immobilizes your inner core, moves you to tears, ignites a fire of wanting more and more.
Did you say he's going to vibrate me? Did you say he's going to use a vibrator on us?
Would you stop? We have a clean show.
You said you're gonna use
we have a
vocal.
He's
got a vibrator. That's a show that women would really pay for. They would pay to see the guy with the vibrator. I'm just saying.
Vocal vibration. couple turn in all of our shows. You want to talk about weed and vibrators. Stop it. Knock it off.
I'm just saying.
Our shares have to rise.
We could use some vibration.
How are you today, Mr. Forrest?
You know not to vibrate.
Forrest? I'm fantastic, and I'm so grateful to be on your show today.
Thank you.
Mr.
Kyle,
we're looking for vibration. We're looking to be vibrating.
Vibrations.
Yeah, we're looking for vibrating.
Vibrations.
Said you are the vibrator of the vibrations.
This is what I deal with. This is my life. Right here, this is my life.
Well, if it can make you laugh and make you feel good, I say go with it.
I am.
Yeah.
So I'm on the clock. I get paid to do
this. It's not
going to
hurt you.
I just laugh.
It's not going to hurt him.
Tell us about you. Let's talk about you.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about you and how you came up with this whole vibration deal.
Well, I think it started when Sister Barbara and Dean Duke Chandler made me. And
he knew it was going to start with Sister Barbara. I knew a woman had to be involved with that. That just okay. Let me stop.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to stop.
And God said, I want to make something that makes people feel good, and I'm going to use this guy as a vessel. And I'm so grateful that God used me to spread love on this world and on this planet.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what we're here for. We're here to spread love, not hate. And more people realize that, it'll be a better place to live in.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now you have a new record out or a new album that's out, or what you got happening?
Well, we're currently in the studio right now.
Okay.
I'm going to do a tribute to my dad.
That's
I have
wonderful.
Some gospel music that I'm working on. I'm also working
nice.
Willie Dixon's granddaughter, Tamika Dixon. And I don't know if you've seen Cadillac Records. Willie Dixon is the guy that was narrating and producing
a
lot of the records.
Cadillac Records. I did see Cadillac Records. Yeah, I enjoyed the whole Cadillac Records story, actually.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
And so so that's what I'm doing now. Also currently singing with the Originals. From Motown.
Oh, wow. That goes back a ways.
Yeah, they had a couple hits called Baby, I'm For Real, The Bells. They were produced by Marvin Gaye.
Nice.
And so it's an honor to be with them. And by touring with them, I got a chance to talk to and sing on the same stage with, you know, acts that I grew up listening to, you know, throughout the years. And I learned a lot from these guys, the Manhattans and Shot Lights and Elvin Champagne King, you know,
about
Eddie Holman.
Coasters,
I have never been with the Coasters.
Okay.
But I do enjoy their music, yeah. Yeah. And then I actually had a chance to do a show with my dad, and that was really special. So when he was on the same bill, he was headlining. And I could see him in the wings the first time he saw me sing with the group, and he was in the wings, he was kind of going back and forth, sitting down, and I could see him, and it made me feel so good that he could get a chance to see his son, his seat on the stage, you know, performing. And they introduced me as his son and looked over at it.
Nice.
You just can't describe the feeling. Yeah.
So your dad was in music?
Yeah, my dad is the legendary Gene Ducarell Chandler. He just got a
nice.
Street named after him in Chicago this year.
Wow.
Gene Chandler Way in Chicago. His most famous song was the Duke of Earl.
Mm.
Oh, no, I love that song.
Did
he write that song, or did somebody wrote that for him?
You know, actually, it was written in Chicago. They were rehearsing, and they were just messing around, you know, saying Duke. And one of the guys in his group, he was with the Duques at the time, and one of the guys in the group was named Earl, and that's where the Earl came from. And they were just messing around, and then the manager came in, Carl Davis, and said, "Hey, what is this?" And so he locked the door. He said, "You're not leaving here until this song is finished."
Wow, that sounds like a great story.
And yeah, he was actually with the Duques, and at the time, the company they were dealing with, they felt the record would be better on the solo act.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to make a decision to stay with the group or you know, go solo. And so he decided to go solo. But at the same time, the two other writers, they were in, actually in a group with him.
Nice.
So when the record makes money, they all make money. Even though he left the group, he didn't leave them with nothing. And
oh, that's wonderful.
And that's the kind of heart, you know, he had. And then they put the record out, and the rest is history. When it was the first platinum record for BJ Records.
Yeah. Wow.
I can see that movie.
That's
like, I can see that
amazing
movie in my head.
Sharifa, can you take this from here? And I'm going to sign off for a little bit. And it's so great meeting you, man. So great meeting you.
My pleasure. The pleasure's mine. I love your spirit. And, I mean, I know you're telling laughing jokes and about the vibrate and everything, but that's okay. People need to laugh. And it's, you know, I feel your spirit. You have a great heart. And I really appreciate you having on the show, and also appreciate
Monique. Yeah, definitely. Are you a stockholder in the company?
Yes, I am, sir. Yes, I am.
Congratulations. You're awesome, because I am doing something right now for our stockholders. And so, you know, we might have to do something special and have you perform at the Punch TV Studio stockholders meeting. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be
lovely.
I would love to. That'd be great.
All right.
Well, thank you,
right,
Mr. Collins. We're going to go ahead and stop for another brief commercial break. Mr. Forrest, thank you for joining us on today's episode of Changing the Conversation.
You're welcome. It's Father's Day weekend.
Your next performance is Father's Day weekend?
Friday at Louisiana Charlie's in Long Beach.
Louisiana Charlie's? I live in Long Beach. I might have to come check
you
it
do
out. Yes,
yeah,
I do.
7 o'clock. Please come.
Okay.
You know, and I'll be acting, you know, and also I did a movie called The Miracle of Tony Davis. You can do, mm-hmm. You can see the trailer on YouTube. And I sing with the men of the city at the City of Refuge.
Oh, wow.
We just recently did Marvin Gaye's What's Going On for Mother's Day.
Oh, wow. Do you have a website or anything like that?
You can reach me.
Where can people follow you?
On Facebook, the Franz Forrest. Everything's under the Franz Forrest, DeFrantz, last name Forrest, Forrest, and Facebook or Instagram, you know, and this, everything's the Franz Forrest at gmail.com. You can reach me. And Dorian Edwards, who just received an award from the Urban Network, you can reach me through her. And
okay.
Like I said, I appreciate you having me on today. And
no
looking forward
problem
to seeing you. On Friday, maybe you can feel the vibrations.
I'll definitely see if I can feel the vibrations. But thank you for being a guest on today's episode. We definitely want
you
to join us on Nabuki,
Nabuki. I must.
Yes, we love
Nabuki. Nabuki.
Yes, when you drop an album, a CD, a show, you can create events. There's so much that you can do on Nabuki. We just want you as a shareholder to be a part of what we're doing at Punch TV Studios.
Amen. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
This episode of Changing the Conversation has been amazing. We have a few moments, but we did want to take another call from one of our special guests. If anyone knows about Punch TV Studios and knows about Nabuki, I definitely say it's A Bottle of You. Are you on the line with us, A Bottle of You?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
How are you guys?
We are doing great now. We're doing great. Just waiting for all the excitement and watching everything transpire for Punch TV. Been a very exciting journey. want to thank you guys for contacting us about the interview, and also welcome you guys back on air. It's been a long time.
Yes. Yes, it's been too long. It's been about 5 months since we've been on the air. But you also did the interview that you mentioned with the Wall Street Journal, but you're also a reference point here at Punch TV Studios. So when we talk to people and they have these kind of ideas and we talk to them about how they can get involved, their ideas may be kind of safe and tame sometimes. And we're like, well, a bottle of youth and his entire family, including the dog, traveled across America with Punch TV Studios on his car. Like, that's huge. That is support for Punch TV Studios.
I enjoyed every moment of it, being out there on the road and letting everyone know the chances of them changing their future, you know, giving them the opportunity to know about it they didn't already know about it. I know we ran into a lot of folks who had never heard of Punch TV and some that did. But no one really knew about the IPO, and once they found out, they went crazy. They sure did. I mean, everyone we found running into. Now, I actually just ran into a gentleman while being at the Virginia Beach Oceanfront the other day who gave me a CD, great, great artist named Smooth. I actually put his information up on the Bookie so that everyone can listen to one of his tracks. Real great track. I really appreciated it. And I, as I'm listening to this track, I'm thinking about Joseph Collins' movie, the story of Joseph Collins.
Yes. Yes.
And
I definitely have to take a listen.
It's a very, very nice song called Incorporated, and by this local rapper named Smooth, Fly Forever Production. They are doing a great, great job. Like I said, I don't know how they decide to reach their hand into my window to give me a CD, which is really taking a chance doing that to somebody from Brooklyn. And he was very bold enough to do so, and I put it in a CD player, started playing it before we even moved through the light, and fell in love with the song. I had to go back and find him and get the case so I knew everything about him and get my information and tell him about Punch TV. Ever since I spoke to him about Punch TV, he's been excited. Called me a few times, and I told him I would put his information up on the book. He also asked him to start his own page up there and share his information with you guys.
Absolutely. If he creates that page and shares his information, we might just have him as a guest on Changing the Conversation.
I would love to hear him out there. Like I said, you know, the CD that he provided me was an awesome CD, great music, especially to have been rap. You know, it really, really surprised me because living out here in the Hampton Roads area, we get a lot of people who talk about rapping, but very few that can actually do it. And this gentleman can actually do it.
Wow. So what is his music like? Are we, you know, what kind of rap are we talking? Are we talking the Waka Flocka? Are we talking the Jay-Z? Like, what are we talking here?
Well, I'll tell you, he's really got an old-school sound, but his cadence and everything, it reminds me of a Tupac from back in the days. It reminds me of a lot of artists from Brooklyn, New York, you know, and growing up and watching them. I mean, he really, really has a nice flow, very, very good tone to his cadence. And like I said, the music, you really see it being used for Joseph Collins' movie about his life and how he got started, because it really does talk about being incorporated. You know, it speaks a lot about, you know, standing up for what you believe in and no matter what, keep pushing forward. So, and that's what I believe Joseph Collins did, and that's why we got involved with crossing the country back and forth to let everyone know about Punch TV, which, like I said, we thoroughly enjoyed. I mean, we utilized time for vacations as well, so it wasn't all, you know, just work. It was more play, but gave us the opportunity to get out there and speak to the public and have it on the car. Every interstate that we drove through, millions and millions of people seen it on our cars.
Right, definitely. And then you posted all the pictures and caught everyone's attention. I mean, we shared quite a few of the pictures of your car on social media. I mean, your story, it really represents what we're looking for as people who are supporters in the Punch TV Studios IPO and just Punch TV Studios in general, because you're always out there promoting Punch. You're promoting Nabuki. You're keeping us in mind. You're commenting and following us on social media, and that's what it's about, because we did the IPO to create generational wealth for our people, for our community, for the people who are supporting us. So we definitely are looking forward to actually being able to meet you in person at the shareholders meeting. So we're going to make that announcement soon. We have some great details to come. But I'm going to tell you personally, if you and your wife are not at the shareholders meeting, I'm going to be really disappointed.
I would probably be camping out outside the building the night before.
Okay, well, that's definitely what we're looking forward to. We want to be able to meet you and find some way to incorporate you further into everything that we're doing. So we are going to have to. Well, we appreciate you. We are going to have to sign off. So we do want to thank A Bottle of Youth and A Bottle of Youth for Me for calling in and joining in on today's episode of Changing the Conversation. We want to thank Mr. Omar Mosley for joining us on today's episode, Brian Matamor, DeFrance Forrest. One of the most beautiful aspects of being allowed to host this show and to actually have a radio show is we make so many great connections. It allows us the opportunity to speak with our shareholders, to speak with our supporters, and find out what's going on in their lives. And we take those opportunities and we incorporate them into what we're doing here at Punch TV Studio. So we want to remind everyone to tell your friends, to tell your family, your coworkers, your pastor, your church members, your neighbors, everyone, the lady at the gym, call her, talk to her, signal her from the step aerobics next to you and let her know to tune in to Changing the Conversation with CEO Joseph Collins, to go to punchtvstudios.com to make your investment, to create your profile on Nabuki. Nabuki is where we actually interact, where our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, interacts with everyone on our social media network at nabuki.com. And that's Nabuki, Nabuki.com. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Make sure to post the archive of today's show, and see you tomorrow at the same bat time, 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on Changing the Conversation, visit nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.